Medi-Cal recipients in California continue to face big challenges when it comes to actually accessing care, especially in the Central Valley. That's the conclusion of a new report by researchers at the UCLA Center for Health Policy Research. The study looked at survey data from across the state for both Medi-Cal enrollees and those with private insurance provided through their employers. The study found that Medi-Cal enrollees were twice as likely to not have a usual source of care other than the emergency room and were three times as likely to have trouble finding a doctor. Last week, I spoke with one of the study's authors, UCLA professor Shana Alex-Charles. And in the interest of disclosure, the California Healthcare Foundation, which helped fund the study, is also a supporter of Valley Public Radio. Here's our conversation with Professor Charles. Your survey is looking at the difference between Medi-Cal and employer-sponsored coverage and access to care. Exactly what are the big takeaways from your research?
Well, the conclusion is that Medi-Cal is not keeping up with private job-based coverage in giving good access to care, both on the outcome side and the status side, but also really on the, you know, the actual realized side of access and potential access for its enrollees. So there's still some work for Medi-Cal to do in terms of being able to be equivalent in coverage to the private industry.
What do we see in different parts of the state as far as that goes?
Well, you know, comparing different parts of the state with each other, we found some good data, but not necessarily surprising data, which means that, you know, current trends that we've seen continuing where, you know, the parts of the state that are wealthier parts of the state, the Bay Area region, you know, ends up being the best access to care. And then the not as wealthy parts of the state, which would include, you know, Fresno area, the Central Valley, end up having kind of worse access to care, even within the Medi-Cal population.
Your study shows that Medi-Cal enrollees are twice as likely to not have a usual source of care other than the emergency room, three times as likely to have trouble finding a doctor. So can you talk about that, what that means?
Sure. And these two words, potential and realized access, are very important, and that's why we wanted to look at it. The fact is health insurance doesn't mean anything unless it gets you good health care. That's the point of health insurance. And so the point of giving free public Medi-Cal to people who can't afford private health insurance or don't have jobs that offer it is to try and give them the same kind of health care that everybody else gets. And so Medi-Cal is not reaching that potential at this point. With the potential access to care we talk about when they need care that they know they can get it, Medi-Cal has problems there, as you mentioned, with people saying their usual source of care is the emergency room. What that shows us is that they don't have a regular doctor that they know they can go to, that they just have to rely on the most expensive, costly in terms of time and effort and difficult area like the emergency room. And then the second area, which is the realized access, would be whether or not they can go see a doctor or find a doctor. And people on Medi-Cal having issues with that means that they are not able to have good continuity of care over time, a provider who knows their history over time and is able to look at them more holistically. You know, the emergency rooms are great for specific situations, but they're not good at being able to take care of people over time in a continuum of care.
Is this a problem that is unique in any way, or the data that we're seeing unique to California, or is this across the board in other states that have Medicaid programs?
Well, in terms of data, this is the only data that we have for this report is California. So we didn't look at any other states. But I will say that when you did look at Medicaid overall, another report that was done with a sister agency of ours did look at Medicaid nationally, comparing access to care for job-based coverage on a more national level, and they actually found fewer differences than we did. So there are other states that are doing a better job of this than California currently is, and I think that we really do need to take a look at our existing provider networks and being able to give people the health care that the Medi-Cal program is supposed to be providing.
You mentioned that in some ways the results aren't necessarily all that surprising given the poorer parts of the state or where we see a majority of these problems or see the problem in its most severe. Was there anything surprising in your analysis?
Well, I think what we were surprised at a little bit was the difference between children and adults. And in this case, it was a pleasant surprise in that children seemed to have better access to care and that the Medi-Cal coverage access looked more similar to the job-based coverage access than it did for adults. So, and it might be a factor of that there are certainly, you know, more children in the Medi-Cal program. It's a very large focus of the program. And, you know, in this state, we have done even a better job of getting children enrolled where they have a higher percentage of having insurance in the first place. So it's good that for kids the system is doing better than it is for adults, but I think it does show where the focus can be in the future in trying to improve access to care for adults.
Now, as I understand it, you're using data from 2012 and 2013. Would you expect to see anything different in the next data set, given the Medi-Cal expansion and other efforts along those lines?
Well, what we're expecting to see is an even more exaggeration of the patterns that we've already seen. This is an expectation. The hope would be that we would see a reduction in those patterns, that we would see increasing access to care for the Medi-Cal population as more and more people got into the program and as the program expanded in 2014. But honestly, you know, from the anecdotal evidence so far and, you know, from the issues of people who are newly enrolled in a program trying to maneuver within the health system that they haven't had before, we're probably going to see even more use of the ER as a usual source of care as people, you know, try to navigate and find their own doctors and worse problems. But hopefully that will not be the case.
You talk about the effort to close the access gap between a Medi-Cal and employer-sponsored coverage. I know your study doesn't get so much into the solutions side, but is it as simple as simply increasing provider premiums and state support for providers, or is it more complicated than that in some way?
Well, even increasing premium support is very complicated. You know, the state has had a history of trying to reduce provider payments over the last decade or so. And in fact, the courts had to step in and stop those reductions because that's historically been a way that California has looked to try and balance its budget is to cut payments to Medi-Cal providers. So even that, even if we could get that, it would be very difficult just to get that. But if, you know, the problem is honestly is that as a system, health insurance in this state has undergone transformations that have kind of highlighted where the fracture points are. And I think providers are feeling like they're being asked to do more with less, and they were already working at below cost to begin with, which is leading to all of these big consolidations is so many providers don't want to, you know, try and go it alone, and even big companies are feeling that they want to merge to cover their own bases and to integrate. So the problem here is that, as you say, there are no simple solutions. If we were able to graduate 10,000 more doctors who all suddenly agreed to take Medi-Cal patients, I still think the problem wouldn't necessarily be solved overnight. So it's something that will remain to be, you know, fixed and seen as the years go on. But I do think great steps have been made. I know in Los Angeles County on the local level, the strong focus has been on trying to attach a provider to a new enrollee as soon as they enroll. So not just giving someone a card and saying, okay, now you go out and find a provider, but at the point of enrollment, identifying, okay, here is the hospital you're going to be affiliated with, here's the doctor's office, you can choose this doctor or not, and starting that from the enrollment process side. And I think if we link that statewide where we can get access to care and that second step be a part of the actual enrollment process, I think that would really go a long way to helping people being able to use the healthcare system effectively.
We've been talking with UCLA health policy professor Shayna Alex-Charles about a new study from the UCLA Center for Health Policy Research about the differences between Medi-Cal and private employer-based health insurance when it comes to actually accessing a doctor or a hospital. Professor Charles, thank you so much for joining us today.
Great, thank you.